Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Open line today. Any question you have for Wendy, she will answer that for you. 089-310-9495 if you want to call us. We got Mandy Lowe joining us right now. Hello, Mandy.
Hi, guys. How are you all doing?
Good, Mandy. What's your question?
Hi. Okay. 3rd of October, went to a big sporting shop, bought a device, a sports watch device, well-known name.
You can say it.
Okay, went to Sportsman's Warehouse, bought a Fitbit Versa.
Right.
It was a markdown a bit, so very happy and chuffed, took it home, set it up, followed the instructions as per watch, laptop, device. Worked the way it's supposed to, just never synced via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi to phone or laptop. Tried another phone, newer laptop, saw it with my phone or my laptop, still didn't work.
Can I ask you a quick question? Have you tried to sync these sort of devices to your hardware before? And have you had, was this a first experience for you of trying to do this?
First experience for me with this product.
Okay.
My husband has a different make. He never had an issue.
Okay, cool. All right.
So I assumed it was my laptop. So I used his instead because his is newer and nicer. So same issue.
Okay.
Retried, rebooted, redid everything, restored to factory defaults, did the whole thing. Still had the same exact issue. Looked online on the Fitbit community, and it just seemed to be one of those issues that hundreds of people had universally, nationally, internationally. It was just the same issue.
With that particular product?
With Fitbit itself, not just that model or make. Just a Fitbit issue. So I took it back on the 21st of November because my husband said, look, we must take it back or else we're going to lose after, and you must just get something else and get a refund. Took it back, gave it to the lady with box slip, everything perfect, 100%, no problem with the product or anything like that. Gave it back. Please, it's not working. I showed them screenshots of what I saw on the Fitbit community. That I said, I'm having this issue. See, like all these hundreds of people. Same exact issue. I'm very disappointed because I really loved it. I want a refund because I can't use it.
Okay, and the response?
They said, okay, the response was, okay, it shouldn't be an issue. You should get a refund. Wah, wah, blah, blah, fish face. I've heard nothing. For the last week, all I've heard is that it's on its way to Fitbit for the last week.
So here's how it works. In terms of the CPA, you are entitled, if something becomes defective or not fit for purpose, excuse the pun, within 6 months you're entitled to take it back for your choice of a refund, a repair or a replacement. There is a but. They are entitled, especially if it's a electronic device, to send it off for assessment, for technical assessment. Unfortunately, there's no time limit on that, but it shouldn't be more than 10 days. So
give us some more time.
Please come back to me and let me know what they say. But for now, you can't sort of put up your hand and say, oh, you're denying my rights, because they do have a right to assess.
Okay, no, I understand that. They must make sure I didn't break it.
Yes.
I do understand that. But if I want a refund, can I get that?
If it is not doing what it's supposed to do, and if it wasn't marked down because it's defective, which it doesn't sound like it was, they didn't tell you there's anything wrong with it, then most definitely you're entitled to a refund. So please keep us posted.
All right, you're more than welcome, Mandy. We're taking your calls. Wendy Nola, consumer journalist extraordinaire, is answering all of your questions. You can call us on 089-310-9495.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Just for you, Kerry Miller.
Just not Chris Brown.
That was for you. There you go.
Thank you.
Excuse me. All right, we've got Robert on the line. How's it, Robert?
Hi.
All right, what's your question for Wendy?
Okay, so I had an iMac that I needed to get some work done on, and I took it into a repair shop where they damaged the screen. And I ended up having to replace the screen at my own cost. And I went back to them. They made me pay for the repair before I could take it away, and I had to take it elsewhere to get repaired. And they're just refusing to take any responsibility.
Okay, so it's a he said, she said situation, and you can't prove that. Presumably they called you and said your screen is. At what point did they claim that you had taken in the product of an already damaged screen?
Yeah, basically the process takes a couple of hours to do. And I told them that it was urgent, and they phoned me about 3 hours later to say that the screen is faulty and that's how it was.
Okay.
Whereas I know that the screen was fine when I took it in.
All right.
But we didn't test it beforehand.
It's so unfortunate. I always tell people for this reason, and I get these cases all the time. A few weeks ago, it was somebody whose very expensive watch was damaged. The casing was damaged as they were changing the battery. Mm. And she couldn't prove. They said the same thing. Oh, it was your watch was very damaged when you brought it in. So I always tell consumers, and this is a bit late for you, Robert, but to take photographs, very clear photographs of anything, a watch, a cell phone that you hand over for repair or anything else, because then you have your own proof of the condition that it was in. Mm. And also, responsible companies, and this is where the balance of probabilities lies with you, Robert, if you're in that business, you would presumably have on the sheet mark any damage, existing damage that a device has when handed in to protect themselves. The fact that that didn't happen is a worry to me. But again, as an independent third party, I can't say, well, it was clearly the store's fault, so you must hold them responsible. So, it's a difficult one for me to take up because there's no proof either way. So, if you're taking something in, take your own photographs. And ideally, stores that, listening, you must mark any existing damage. Don't phone 3 hours later and say, it doesn't build trust.
All right, Robert, it's unfortunate, but it does become a he said, she said. So you need the evidence on your side with that one. We've got Kim on the line with us. Good morning, Kim.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Darren.
How's it?
Wendy, I'd like to know, is there any update on the whitelisting saga?
Oh, okay. So you're talking about this company, in inverted commas, that they phone small businesses. They get their details out of the telecom directory, right? And they phone up and they say, we want it's just about updating your listings. Yes, it's free and everything. And they send this form through, and it's usually a front desk person, admin person that then signs and thinks they're just updating their, because companies pay extra for a bold listing in the White Pages phone book, right? Yeah. And I think it's just an updating of that. And then what they don't read is the small print. It's very, very tiny, admittedly, but again, a good reason to always read the small print. Then comes a demand for 8,000 Rand, which is 2 years of a monthly subscription for some listing in some obscure online directory that has nothing to do with telecom and is never going to help any business. So my advice is, and I'm getting 3 to 5 complaints from small businesses around the country every day about this, because then come the legal demands and everything else. Unless you get an actual stamped court summons delivered to you, served on you, just ignore them, refuse to pay, say the whole thing is misleading, and they must give you a phone recording. If they say it wasn't misleading, because the phone recording will have them saying this is a free thing. So I just say refuse to pay, just ignore them. They will phone, they will harass. Unless you get a court summons, which I haven't heard of a single case in 3 years of happening, just ignore and refuse to pay.
Yeah, so it's a scam. And then, don't pay.
And then always read the small print.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You always think, I'll never fall for that, and then you do.
Then you do, yeah.
So many people have. You're not alone on that one. We've got Bridget on the line. Hello, Bridget.
Hi.
What's your question for Wendy?
Yeah, okay. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Bridget.
Yeah, this is Bridget. I just wanted to find out from you, Wendy, and it's something to do with the consumer. And there's this consumer that I have an account with, and I made arrangements.
A company, you mean?
To pay a lesser installment. And then they dropped the installment for me, but they're charging me so much of interest. I just wanted to know, is there any way that the NCA protects you from them? Can they drop the interest,
You're talking about the Consumer Protect, the National Credit Act would be the NCA.
Yes.
So the short answer is no, because you can't sort of have it both ways. So if you're not managing to meet the installment that you originally agreed to, and you want it to be lower so that you can then afford it, the ramification of that is that you're going to be paying more interest over a longer term. That's the way it works with any credit agreement. Unless you come to an arrangement with them and say, for whatever reason, can you please write off some of the interest or lower the interest rate, which doesn't happen often. So I'm afraid that the trade-off for you is you're paying less every month, but overall, over the term of the contract, you are going to be paying more in interest, unfortunately, Bridget.
Thanks for the
call, Bridget. And listen, if you have any questions for Wendy Nola, you can get a hold of her. The best place is on her Facebook. There's even an email link on Wendy Nola's Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. East Coast Breakfast.
All right, that's it, guys. I am on my way to Netcare Umhlanga Hospital. We're going to be there entire day. Welcome back, Damon. You gave your pint. How was it?
Thanks, yeah. I just got back.
It was lekker. We want to break a record today. You're going, Wendy?
Absolutely.
Nice. We'll see you later. We want to break a record. We're short on blood, and we're incentivizing this by giving you an opportunity to win yourself a fabulous weekend at 4 June just by taking a selfie. Although they have all the details there. Just come on down sometime today. Take 20 minutes and give a pint of blood. Netcare Umhlanga Hospital. I'll see you there. Kerry Miller and Sky, I'll see you there.
Yes, definitely. Sir.
And then I'll see you tomorrow.
I will be there.
Love you, bye.